Tom Watkins. He served as Michigan State Superintendent of Schools from 2001 through 2005. He's a business and educational consultant with the U.S. and China. Tom, how are you this morning?
I'm absolutely great, because you're absolutely right. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous Michigan morning out there.
All right. I have several topics to talk with you about. The first one is, what's your thought on school districts looking to share and privatize and offer in order to save monies?
Well, I think that we've had a decade of pretending and spending. We either there's only three ways, Tony, to balance a budget: increase the revenue, decrease your expenditures, or a combination of the three. Pretending to fix a hole in your roof doesn't get the job done. And so there doesn't appear to be any appetite in this legislature to raise resources, or, for that matter, from, I think, the taxpayer. So that means we're going to have to continue to find ways to do more with less. Schools have been doing that over the past decade, and because of the legacy costs that are built in, they're going to continue to have to do that into the future.
We've had folks on the program as recently as last week. We had a caller, as a matter of fact, say that he thought that when you look to share and perhaps privatize services from the city, from counties, from the state, it makes sense. But you can't do that with school districts, because each school district is different.
Well, that's just not true. There are ways that you can do what are referred to as the backroom operations that can be shared with the school, whether that's on technology, the accounting services. Some districts are, in fact, sharing superintendents. There are ways with a lot of creativity, and we've found over the years that necessity is the mother of invention. We've seen a tremendous amount of reforms that, quite honestly, a decade ago would have been unheard of, that are being implemented today. And it's not because new money coming in that have created these innovations. It's because of the lack of resources that districts have had to step up and find another way, a new way, in order to provide a high-quality education to our kids.
When you look at what Indiana does when it, in terms of housing prisoners in prisons, it takes more than $10,000 more for us to do that here in the state of Michigan. If you take the number of 35 to 40,000 of what it costs to house a prisoner versus the 7,500 or more that is giving to a student, there's a big gap there. The superintendent of Ithaca Public Schools, who we'll have on the program tomorrow, recently wrote an opinion piece to the governor, and he said, basically, could you turn his school into a prison, because prisoners get three square meals a day, access to free health care, internet, cable TV, access to a library, a weight room, a computer lab, everything we just listed does not provide to we don't provide to our school children. Interesting thought.
Well, I think that what he did was a nice tongue-in-cheek in a way to point out some of the problems that that we're faced with within the state. Let's be clear. A child without a solid education today is going to be an adult without much of a future tomorrow. And that is a point that we should continually to drive home. I think if you dissect his analysis, it would fall apart. Schools are not run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And if we figured in those costs, they would be there. Our schools do have internet, gyms, and the like. But his major overall point is one that I do agree with, and that is that we need to be sensible about how we invest in public education. Tony, as you know, and I've talked about many times in the past, we have legacy historical costs that are built into our schools that previous governors and legislatures have not been willing to fund, but are there. And these are issues of health care and pensions, as I pointed out in a 2004 report, and it has not been addressed to this day. The state of Michigan needs to invest approximately a half a billion, that's with a B, of new money in schools order to cover the cost of health care and pensions. We have not seen those kind of increases over the last decade, and this is why school districts have had to cut in other areas in order to fund these legacy costs of health care and pensions. You know, I'm a firm believer in and want people to have decent health care and pensions, but we have to make sure it's affordable. And what has happened in the past is we haven't put the money in, and so districts have been forced to cannibalize other part of their programs in order to fund these. The governor has laid out a new way of looking at this, which is challenging school districts across the state.
As you wrote in a recent column, one area we need to be relentless about is enhancing and improving learning in Michigan. There is a link between high-quality education and the economic vitality of our state. The point was driven home at the Mackinac Conference by Jeffrey Canada, who's president and CEO of the Harlem Children's Zone. We know him from the Waiting for Superman film that we all received as being journalists up on the island. You like what Canada has to say.
Well, I think that I do like what he has to say, is that we need to challenge all of ourselves. It's not just the teachers in our classroom. We have some excellent educators across the state. But it really is all of our responsibilities to assure that our schools' children thrive. Again, a state without a solid educational system is going to be a state that's going to fall behind in the 21st century. I commend Governor Snyder for some of the ideas that he's thrown out to transform public education. Sitting there in the site of the old Oldsmobile plants in Lansing, we know that education cannot be your father's Oldsmobile. We need to invest in not only the new three R's, which are reform, restructure, and reinvention, but truly transforming our schools, looking at ways that we can use e-learning, cyber schools, and blending learning models where learning can take place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year from educators around the world. We need to really take a look and ask ourselves, what if the impossible isn't?
Tom, I talked with a CEO on the island, and he told me that in his hiring process, he has come across some Chinese students, and he thought it was interesting how many people think that Chinese children are educated in a more efficient way and are perhaps more college ready than our kids here. But he said he noticed a stark difference from the fact that perhaps the Chinese students were better in math and they were better in science and other subjects. But he thought because of the way that they were taught, that they weren't given the opportunity for critical thinking and for problem solving and for generating ideas. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that, one, to make any generalization about American education system or the Chinese, given the size of our two countries, is faulty to begin with. But yes, in a general perception, Chinese are very good at math and science, and there's hard subjects, and those are subjects that are extremely important to the 21st century knowledge economy. But one of the great things that we do here, and one of the things that they ask me, the Chinese, when I travel to China, is how do we create the Henry Fords? How do we create the Bill Gates? And there they're talking about that creativity, that entrepreneurship, that innovation, and that is the strength of our system. But we also need to step it up and make sure that we're preparing more of our children for the math and science careers, engineering, which are going to drive the 21st century knowledge economy.
Tom Watkins is a former Michigan State Superintendent of Schools. He is currently a business and education consultant in the United States as well as China. Tom, as always, thanks so much.
It's good to be with you, Tony.